This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, I'm going to get some of these you guys want to watch. I don't know why you want to see me. You really don't. Okay, I don't have a lot of makeup on, but I am putting up some Facebook Live videos so you guys can watch. So we have been, since the whole COVID pandemic, trying to figure out what the hell happened, where did this all start. And meanwhile, when Tom Brady's jersey was stolen, we found that in Mexico within 2 days. Within 48 hours, we could figure out who stole Tom Brady's jersey. Yet, a virus that kills millions, that had epidemiologists, they have this down to a science, focused the, you know, patient zero, the location, the primary location of where this could be. We have genomics, we have DNA, we have lab data. We also have other countries, including our own, the NIH, investing into research in the lab where this came from. And here we are in our third year going, still don't know where it came from. Well, time and time again, we're hearing that researchers are saying, look, guys, we're looking at the DNA, and these are not naturally made. These are man-made. Okay, this had to be spliced, or this had to be tinkered with or adulterated. This is not something that's naturally occurring. And it gets blown off, and they go, no, this came from bats. Okay, well, it could have originally come from bats, but what was it that all of a sudden caused COVID to start killing and putting people in hospitals by the fall of 2019. We got hit with it really hard by the winter of 2019-2020. But, you know, what happened in the summer of 2019? We have the data. I'm sure we know. Especially if the NIH worked with the Wuhan Institute of Virology, we probably know gosh darn well. But here we are, still not getting an answer. So some of the latest research comes from both the U.S. and Germany, and they are finding that, and I apologize, I'm having now an issue with my computer, that one was a mathematical biologist. He said the lab leak theory cannot be ruled out based on the results of their study. And they have looked at the genome, which is the virus's instruction manual. They've compared it to dozens of others of previously detected coronaviruses, and they found quote-unquote peculiar patterns. Now, you can tell if a pattern is peculiar or not. When something happens in science, you could trace it back. You could trace back how that change might have occurred, how that mutation might have occurred. But they're coming up with something quote-unquote peculiar that's visible in the building blocks of this virus. They say these are hallmark signs that the sucker was manufactured. The term describes it as a synthetic fingerprint. These come from the U.S. and Germany, these researchers. And, you know, these pieces of these suggestions that it was tinkered with keep getting blown off. I mean, if in 2020 we found this out, I would have been like, okay, all hands on deck. Let's interview everybody. We'll maybe even close the lab down, you know, until somebody tells us what the hell happened. And the sooner we would have jumped on this, the easier it would have been for somebody to say, my bad. I told you Singapore had ruled that the first SARS outbreak in 2002-2003 was a leak. Now, it might not have necessarily been a tinkered with virus, But they did conclude that it got out somehow of a lab. It wasn't a naturally occurring, somebody had bat soup. This, we are going into 2023, which means this virus, which I believe has been out now over 3 years, and we still can't conclude, and we have scientists saying, look, guys, here's the genome. They're pointing to it. There's arrows. They're like, this is what looks peculiar. Okay, these are synthetic fingerprints. How much more do we need? Now, some of you might say, well, Dr. Dahlia, who cares? The cat's out of the bag. It's gone. It's done. No, it's not done. We keep getting new variants. We're going back and forth with mandating and firing people in our military to take a vaccine for something that could have been engineered. And we need, you know, we need all hands on deck from a national security standpoint. This is not going away. This topic keeps coming up. COVID is always plaguing us. And until it goes away, you know, I, for one thing, I'm going to continue to ask, where the hell did it come from and what the hell were people doing? And I'm going to continue to ask, well, then where's these next variants coming from? Everybody says get ready for a twindemic or a triple-demic where we're going to have flu, COVID, and RSV. Everybody get ready for that. Well, if we really are using a working theory of this virus having been leaked, is anybody looking into the theory of the variants being leaked? I would love to be naive and say these variants are just all freaks of nature, where mutations happen and wow, well now we have Omicron. Or now we have an Omicron 4.5 or 4.6. I'd like to say that these are just one-offs that keep coming. But as I said from day one, if this was leaked in August 2019, is anybody overseeing that the continual leaks aren't happening? You know, isn't that a vial is stuck in some drain pipe and it just keeps washing through? I mean, where, if we don't stop the leak, I think we're going to still have variants. I'd like to think it's just, well, it's out of the bag, so now it's a bean all of its own. I don't know. I think we would really feel stupid if these variants were leaks as well. And maybe we're looking at the wrong lab. Maybe there's all this attention on the lab. Maybe there's somebody else going, ha, 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 look at what I'm doing. I don't know. I mean, I won't ignore any theory. And when you have scientists saying, look, guys, I mean, it's pretty clear. Here's the genome. Where's the UN? Where's the world kind of fighting back saying, look, guys, we need to figure this out because we are about to face another wave of COVID. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
I'm Andy Solomon. The Cancer Community Awards, or C2 Awards, celebrate individuals and organizations making impactful change in the cancer community. The awards are part of the AstraZeneca Your Cancer Program and in partnership with Scientific American Custom Media. This year's C2 Catalyst for Care Award winner is Sparrow's Nest of the Hudson Valley, represented by Krista Jones, founder and executive director.
Sparrow's Nest was started in 2012 and provides weekly deliveries of homemade meals to families facing cancer in 5 counties across New York's Hudson Valley.
The C2 Awards seek to shine a light upon unsung community heroes who often go unrecognized by traditional awards programs.
Sparrow's Nest began as a personal commitment to helping a friend navigate her stage 4 cancer diagnosis and evolved from feeding 16 people into a charity that now feeds nearly 300 people each week.
To learn more, visit yourcancer.org.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Some of you have had questions about the pneumococcal vaccine for adults, and you say it's a little confusing, and it is. It is confusing. I'll walk through it. But some of you have called in with some comments on vaccines, so let's go to our answer line, our phone line now, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi. As far as the cost of shots, I always wanted to tell people about my mother who had a pneumonia vaccination shot in a nursing home, and it cost her $775 for the pneumonia shot and $42.84 for the flu shot. And I asked them, why is it so much? And they said, because we're allowed to charge to Medicare that much. Mm. And I was amazed. So that's where money is going. And then I wanted to tell you that my parents both got the flu pneumonia shot. And my father died of pneumonia. My mother got pneumonia. And I was with them. And I didn't get it. And I didn't get the shot. And I didn't get pneumonia. So I'm baffled about everything. Thanks.
Wow, I wish I could talk to you live. I'm so sorry about your parents, man. Yeah, you know, that is, that. Okay, that's, it's always crushing when, you know, you try to do everything possible to prevent, you know, an illness and prevent a disease, and then you succumb to it anyway. It's heartbreaking. I do promote the pneumonia vaccine, because pneumonia scares me. As a physician, I've seen people die within hours of getting pneumonia. Now, maybe it's because they tried to treat it at home with Z-Packs and things like that, and they weren't effective doing it at home. By the time they finally entered the hospital, they were, you know, far gone. But pneumonia is one of the top killers of individuals who are seniors and immunocompromised. You know, in fact, with HIV, the number one pneumonia that affects those with HIV is not like mycoplasma pneumonia or some of the more rare ones that an immunocompromised would get. It's the same pneumonia that would affect your eyes, streptococcal pneumonia. So it's that common that, you know, all across the board, it is one of the number one killers when it comes to pneumonia. And so each year when we would talk about flu vaccines, I'm like, guys, the flu vaccine is great if you want it, but you might want to be up to date on your pneumonia vaccine. I want to go talk about the price. Being charged $700 or the Medicare being charged that is a lot. The Pneumovax vaccine, if I wanted to buy it, and I'm very open with you guys. I'm very open. If I wanted to buy it and stock it, it would cost $1,200 for 10 shots. So stocking, so $1,200, that's then about $120 a shot, before tax, before, you know, syringe, you know, before hiring staff for that, malpractice. So I could understand a price being billed of about $200 a shot, because you don't really want to make a lot of profit on these. That's not, but a $700, I don't get it. Unless it was a combo, I don't know why it was that much. But that is a problem with our system. We charge, I told you guys how it all works with the hospital charges, doctor charges. All right, just let me just recap. So when I got out of residency and I opened up my practice, so even though I had worked in an ER and worked at an urgent care in Arizona while going to residency in Nevada, because it's across the border, right out of residency, I opened up a practice with my husband and a friend of mine who was 1 year ahead of me. He had been working in urgent care for a year until I finished so that we could go into practice together. And the biggest question I had was, well, what do we charge? You know, insurance companies would pay $20 a visit, $40 a visit. I go, well, what do we charge? And so for urine, the urine test, I charged $5 for a urine test. And they gave me the whole $5. And I asked my biller, I go, how come they paid 100% of that, but they only pay me like 10% of what I charge with everything else? She goes, because the Medicare allowable rate was higher. They would have paid $7 or $8. So if you only charged $5, that's all you're going to get is $5. But if you had charged, you know, so the biller recommended charge $10. Because if they only pay $7 or $8, they write it off. But you have nothing to lose to put the higher rate. Because if you put the lower rate, they're going to pay the lower rate. But if there's a maximum, and that's all they're going to pay you, they'll write off whatever else you had built. I go, but the drawback to that is patients. What do I do with cash patients who don't have insurance? I don't want them to pay $10 for the urine test. I only want them to pay $5.
Well, as long as you treat everybody the same and everybody gets the same discount, you could provide cash discounts. You could provide across the board. There's sliding scales. There's a variety of things you could do legally to help those without insurance. But so rather than charging $50 for a doctor's visit, a level three, I charged $100. And then if they only paid me $32 or $2.42, because the patient had a $30 copay or whatever they paid, then the rest got written off. But so when these hospitals first see that prices go up, or reimbursements go up, or they get paid 80%. Let's say some insurance says, we'll pay you 80% of your charges, which I've never seen happen. But, you know, then they're like, well, then I might as well charge more so I get more. And it's the stupidest system. It's the stupidest system I've ever seen and I've ever heard of. You guys are basically paying an insurance company to tell a doctor that we're only going to pay you a certain amount. And if you just went straight to your doctor, you guys would probably come up with a better... I could have easily charged my patients $25 to $50 and been done with it. But instead, my patients were paying $800, $900, or even during Obamacare, $1,500 a month to the insurance company, for the insurance company to turn around and say, Dahlia, we're only going to be paying you $2.42, and the patient owes $30 for their copay. I could have done that without the patient paying $1,200 to the insurance company. I could have said, look, all right, we're only going to charge you this. Yeah, it's ridiculous. And I get we need it for hospitalization and you know, when the big stuff comes up. But, man, it's ridiculous, the prices. So the pneumococcal vaccine, I'm a fan of because pneumonia scares the hell out of me. You have the polysaccharide vaccines that are composed of partially purified pneumococcal capsular polysaccharides. That does not mean it's a live virus. It means it has pieces of it. And it contains 23 of these polysaccharides. Of the 23 serotypes that were the most common cause of pneumococcal disease in the 80s. The conjugate vaccines are linked to a protein, conjugated to a protein. They were first developed for pediatric use, and then, you know, but these formulations are also of the most selective serotypes. And most people use the polysaccharide vaccines, and they are for anybody over 65. Anybody over 65, we recommend that they get pneumococcal vaccine. If you're 19 to 64, we recommend it depending on if you have certain health conditions. You know, chronic lung disease, chronic liver disease, diabetes, if you're at increased risk of meningitis, if you're immunocompromised, if you have HIV. Again, the number one pneumonia is strep pneumonia. So we want to protect you against that. If you have other immunocompromising issues, aplastic anemia, chronic renal disease, if you've had a transplant, if you don't have a spleen, then we recommend those. So if you're a smoker too, you could get it as well. So these conjugates and these polysaccharide vaccines, there's a better one and a stronger one that you could get right out the gate, which is your, and this gets a little confusing here, but depending on when you got your 23, your vaccine, that's so we have the PPSV 23, and then we have the PCV 15. There's also the PCV 20. So depending on what you've had, you might need a booster, you might need another form of it. And so, like, if you've had the PCV 23, but you've only had the 13, you might need... So it's a little drawn out, and we ran out of time. But we'll go through it another time. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A suspect in last year's school shooting in Michigan is pleading guilty to all charges.
Regarding count two, first-degree murder, is it true on November 30, 2021, while you were in Oxford County of Oakland, you deliberately, with the intent to kill and with premeditation, used a 9mm handgun and shoot and kill Miss Madison Baldwin?
Yes.
Ethan Crumbly did so during a hearing as he was asked numerous questions about the crimes he was facing. The charges include four counts of first-degree murder and one count of terrorism causing death. He was accused of killing four students and wounding seven more in November of last year. A new poll shows voter interest is at an all-time high before the midterm elections. The NBC News survey asked voters to rate their interest level in the midterms on a 0 to 10-point scale. More than 60% said their interest was at a 10. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, sorry guys, my computer came back up. So really quickly here, and then we'll move on. For those of you who have not had a pneumococcal vaccine, and you're either over 65 or you're between the ages of 19 and 64, that have a chronic medical condition, smoke, HIV, diabetes, you get one dose of PCV15 or PCV20. If the PCV15 is used, then you need to at least 1 year later get the PPSV23. All right, the minimum interval is 8 weeks, and it can be considered in adults with immunocompromising conditions, cochlear implants, cerebral spinal fluid leaks. But if you receive the PCV20, the newer one, you do not need to have a follow-up PPSV23 a year later. If you have received the PPSV23, you could still get a 15 or a 20, PCV 15 or 20, at least 1 year after the most recent vaccination. They said regardless of if PCV 15 or 20 is given, an additional dose of PPSV23 is not recommended since you already got it. For those of you who got the PCV 13 and didn't get the PPSV 23, the CDC recommends that you still get the 23. And the incremental public health effects of providing the 15 and 20 to adults who have received the 13 or the 13 and the PPSV are still being evaluated. So I know it's kind of confusing, but it sounds like the PCV 20 is definitely one you want, but not a lot of people have had that because we've been using the 23 and we've been using the 13. So now we're starting to, you know, we're starting to get people on track with the newer formulation. So when you're over 65, they're going to give you a PC 15 or 20. If you add the PC 15, you're going to have to follow up with the 23 1 year later. If you get the PCV 20, you don't need an additional one, 23 a year later. So I know it's confusing, but the CDC breaks it all down. And it's you know, hang in there. I know it's a lot. So we got some breaking news. There has been a shooting inside a St. Louis high school that has now left 3 dead, including the suspected gunman. 8 people injured have been transported to the hospital. This happened in a Missouri school in St. Louis. It happened at Central Visual and Performing Arts High School. Lieutenant Colonel Mike Sack, Commissioner of the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department, confirmed that one adult and one female were among the victims of the tragedy. They said one adult female was pronounced at a local hospital that they believe happened from gunfire, and a teenage female remaining here at the scene, she has been pronounced as a result of the wounds she received from gunfire. And then 8 were transported to nearby hospitals. We're not sure who the gunman was. This is a developing story. I mean, when this happens, and it's crushing to think we're sending our kids to school for them to get shot. And we'll know, you know, once we know more, we'll tell you. It's just frightening. Another frightening shooting also happened where there was a shooting in Dallas where 2 healthcare workers were killed. And it was by a suspect who had a rap sheet and was there with his girlfriend who was giving birth. Now, this happened at Methodist Dallas Medical Center. Methodist Dallas is not the one JFK was at. JFK went to Parkland after he was shot and assassinated, God forbid, well, sadly. But this was at Methodist Hospital. And now, of course, an ad comes on. How do I get rid of these ads? Oh, my gosh. I know, I need a better ad blocker. But the Dallas County Medical Examiner said 2 people were shot. One of the victims was 45 years old Jacqueline Pakua. Media reports say she was from Ghana. Family members said the second victim was Nurse Annette Flowers. They were shot and killed in the maternal unit, the mother-baby unit, they call it, of the hospital on Saturday. A Methodist Health System police officer shot the suspect. The suspect was 30-year-old Nestor Hernandez. He has been hospitalized and is charged with capital murder. But he has a pretty long rap sheet. He is on parole currently for aggravated robbery that he committed in 2015, and he had an active ankle monitor. So, you know, and he was there while his girlfriend was giving birth. When I see these things, and having had friends who were shot and killed while, you know, just administering medical care, having been in the ER with people trying to assault me, I would never compare, and, you know, Tom Brady compared, you know, football to military, I would never compare, you know, what we do in medicine as, you know, what they do in law enforcement and military. That is just far beyond, far
beyond what I could even comprehend in terms of the death they face all the time. But in terms of medicine, we do have an epidemic of students, doctors, nurses, aides, patients getting shot in medical settings. Kids have to fear going to school now because they could be shot. People are fearing going to the subway because they could be pushed over the plank and into a line of a train. And now you could be in a maternity ward there to deliver babies, manning your post, being on staff, and you could be killed just for showing up and doing your job. This is a problem. Now, we do have security in hospitals. I don't remember when I was in training how many security guards were up on I was on the seventh floor delivering babies. There might have been one, but you just don't expect active shooters in the maternity ward. You don't. Now, mind you, I did have a father get very, very mad. I was delivering a baby, and the baby came out, baby was very oxygenated well, came out pink. But the father thought that the wife cheated because he didn't think that the baby was black. And he started to get very, very angry and very, very mad. And we had to tell him, no, this is very common to babies. Just, give it a little time. And if you're ever worried, you could do a paternity test. But, he expected the baby to look a little differently. We didn't need security for that. We talked to him and said, look, calm down. It's, you guys have been through a lot. You haven't slept a lot. This is not, babies, may look differently when they come out, than they do as they grow. But like I said, we didn't need security, thank God. We did, though, need security on standby when Tupac was shot. When Tupac was shot and he came to the hospital, they were worried that the gang would try to finish the job. And so we had to find areas to hide that were bulletproof in case they did come in. And that was, we do some training, and we do training, but we have to, we're there when we walk in. And we clock in and we wash our hands and glove up and mask up. We're there for the patients. The last thing on our mind is that we need to be looking around for a potential shooter, especially the father of a child that's being born. And so part of our labor crisis is people don't feel safe going to work. It's crushing. And I wouldn't blame any nurses in that. You know how tragic that is to lose your friends because somebody decides to just start shooting? You need to feel safe at work, and we don't. You need to feel safe going to work on a subway, on a train. But we're hearing people are raped in front of others or thrown in front of cars during rush hour and thrown in front of trains, and nobody does anything. So if people don't feel safe going to work, and they don't feel safe at work, they're probably not going to sign up for work. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So
we keep going back and forth on children's transgender surgery. It blows my mind that this is a topic that is dominating such, you know, the news cycle to this degree, because this is a very private decision between a child, their doctor, the parents, relatives, clergy, whoever can kind of help make objective decisions for a child. And this is something that now has been so politicized that it's concerning. I understand that we have individuals who are born and they feel they do not fit in society with the way they might have been gendered. And these individuals, I believe, have every right to, if they want to choose their gender and be who they want to be, they have every right to do that. When it comes to a child, though, we have a lot of questions that need answered, and we have a lot of moral challenges. On one end, some medical professionals feel that if a child wants to change, do it before they hit puberty. 11, 12, 13, some kids hit puberty 9, 10 years old, such that then if they do need to transition, they don't have a whole bunch of chest hair or large breasts or a very developed vagina or a very developed penis. To inhibit it, stop it, such that when they do continue changes, it's easier on them. Other physicians are concerned that there is the regret that somebody who transitioned too soon without getting the education and understanding the implications and wants to transition back, that what if a child, once they do reach adulthood, goes, oh my God, what did I do? And all of this is going on while we are changing the definitions of men, women. We now have emojis where men are pregnant. So you could be a pregnant man. Well, if you are a pregnant man, that means you are a transgender male who still has a uterus and has decided to get pregnant. I'm assuming this is by choice. Get pregnant and carry a baby. Well, then that means you didn't want the gender blocking drugs because you were able to be fertile and then be a fertile man. So the question that starts to arise is, if we are trying to support transgender rights, and what if a transgender wants to still get pregnant or provide sperm for a child in their transgender state? If we already have emojis saying this is acceptable, this is what we're doing, then why is there such a push to minimize the fertility and minimize the puberty? Either we want transgenders to be able to have babies or we don't. We need to figure this out. And so now, on election ballots, and mind you, with everything going on, where we might be going to war with China, we got North Korea just, you know, licking their chops to go to war with South Korea and, you know, get involved and get some news headlines as well. We have what Putin is doing. We have an economy that's about to crash. We have all the other stuff that's going on. Right now on ballots is, do we ban children from going through sex assignment surgery? I'm just amazed that this is on the ballot. This is something that is so private between a doctor, between a child, between a parent, between counselors, and I think there has to be a multidisciplinary approach. Just because a child does not want to be a girl anymore and wants to be a boy doesn't mean they're not going to want to have a child later. Now that we have more and more males having babies. So how, what are you saying to that child? And are you being completely honest? Now, if you asked me when I was younger, and I told you guys this time and time again, if you asked me when I was younger, do you prefer to be a boy? You don't have to have your period. You aren't going to have breasts that are going to slow you down in sports. I'm done. You had me at period. You know, you could pee standing up. You got me there. You know, you get to hang out with the guys and watch sports. You don't have to play with the Barbies and the girls. You had me. You had me at boobs. You had me. Make me a boy. You aren't going to turn into your mother. You're going to resemble more like your father. Love it. I love my daddy. Let's do it. I am frightened at what could have. Thank God I still kept my parts, and I love being a girl. Trust me, I play the girl card when I need to, and I love hanging out with the guys, and sometimes I identify more with the dudes. I like hanging out with the dudes. But I love the fact that I could give birth and I could have babies and I could breastfeed them. I wouldn't have known that at 5 or 8. When I had my period when I was 13 years old, you bet your butt I was cursing being a woman. I was like, this sucks. If it wasn't for my love of God, I would have been, you know, pretty upset with that. So my worry is you could probably get any child at any point to say, I'm out. Get me to the other side and fast. The grass always looks greener. I've always wanted to be a boy, but I'm glad I'm not. I'm so happy that I was able to, you know, be a woman and marry my husband and I love my life. So it changes. Things change. I never thought I was going to, you know, I wasn't thinking about kids and having kids when I was that age. I was thinking about my career. I was thinking about sports. I was thinking about, what do I do with boobies? Because, you know, my mom and sister had big boobies. I'm like, oh, God, what am I supposed to do with those? I made them work. I got out of plenty of traffic tickets. I like my boobies. So, things change. Things change. You know, and when people say the term gender fluid, I get that. I get that sometimes people might feel male, sometimes people might feel female. I get it. I get it. Sometimes I just want to not shave my legs, and I just want to be in my jersey, be in my husband's boxers, sit there, burp, you know, have a beer, whatever. Not that that's a guy. I'm not trying to stereotype. But other days when I'm in my, you know, nice underwear, and I'm in my heels, and I'm in my skirts, and my boots, or whatever, and I feel all girly, I feel more girly. I mean, I get how you could feel that, you know, that might be normal. That might be very normal that some days you feel one way, some days you feel another. You know, I was watching the Dolphins last night. I was a Dolphin fan for a short period of time. I was a Dolphin fan for a short period of time there. Even though I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. It can happen. You could some, you know, so I think if these decisions are going to be made, it has got to include, I mean, and we probably need to somehow standardize all the counseling and discussions that happen, because I think there's a lot of transgender individuals that might want to keep their fertility. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.